Now, you see what I'm saying? The very sensible perspective. It's just a matter of perspective. The person's seeing a big picture. They're not saying, oh my God, front page news, someone has a frailty. No. Okay, now, let's go to a higher level. What would it look like to someone who was at a level of traction where they actually got a warm, good feeling out of this person being late? Well, they would see life as kind of a comedy of errors, the best laid plans of mice and men. It would strike them as funny that no matter how well you plan things, they don't always turn out the way you expected. And they just get a kick out of, they look into their friend John's face, and he's all harried. Oh, poor John, he tries so hard, he still can't get there on time. He just doesn't get it, you know? And you get kind of a kick out of it. John's kind of a character, and so forth. Well, you can see that at that third level, where you honestly felt warmly towards John, and you understood that everybody has their frailties, when you talk to him now, he's going to be more responsive. Whereas when you're annoyed, he's going to be defensive. So he can feel that annoyance in your voice, and he says, well, yeah, but I tried as hard as I could. And you say, well, you could have, must have tried harder. I got here on time, didn't I? Yeah, well, yeah, but you've got it easy because you've got a car that's dependable. And there's just a lot of arguing and debating, okay? Now, at the level where you've come to peace with it, you're sensitive to the fact that, you know, John, that's just his way. So you don't attack him or you don't do that annoyance with him, have that annoyance. And what will happen usually is John will feel a little sheepish about it, say, geez, I'm really sorry I'm late. And he'll, you know, understand that it's not ideal. And you'll have a nice evening together. And he might even ask you on the way in, you know, what? How come I'm always late? Can you help me with that? So rather than defending himself, you strike up a rapport and get a meeting of the minds on it. You might even be of help to him. And then at the higher level, it even more likely to draw out his concern about himself. And he will start really searching his soul about what's going on. This guy's such a great guy, and it doesn't seem to bother him, but geez, it seems like I'm putting him out. So the higher you go on the traction scale, the less defensive the person is, and the more proactive they are, the more concerned with the issue itself they are. Now, the problem with giving an example is, you know, I give that example, and I know people that listen to the tape will say, well, you know, that's a simple thing, someone coming late, but suppose their bad habit is to beat you up or, you know, this or that, well, how does that... wouldn't that be different? And what if they don't care? And all this. So I know you all have your individual cases that you make up in your mind that are exceptions to what I'm saying. But what I'm suggesting that there's no exception to is that it's possible for anybody to be able to face any situation in life with a sense of perspective and equilibrium. No matter what it is, there's always somewhere to go from here. There's always seeing a bigger picture where it's just all in a day's work, if you will. And it's maintaining that sense of equilibrium that is the essence of my point. That if you maintain a sense of equilibrium and well-being and don't get all freaked out and running scared and angry and all that just because things aren't to your liking, and if you're able to see that in the main grand scheme of things there's resolution in life, then you'll maintain your bearings and that will give you that high level of friction. And it will keep other people from becoming defensive and from you getting into arguments with them. Does that make sense? What I'm saying is, as a human being, you want to try to keep your bearings and not get carried away with the adversity that you face and get all worried and freaked out and running scared about it.